95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show. What a great day it is. Where we are joined. Well, let me just break it down. She has a brand new record out that is a mix of like rock and jazz and pop, and just, it's got everything in it. And he is a guy who provides you with quality women's shoes and handbags, and also plays some guitar. That's Carlos and Cindy Blackman Santana.
Woo!
There you go. How about that? Good morning.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You know, different from a normal intro, I just wanted to bring you to the stage differently. Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for being with us. We've been going through the brand new record this morning a lot. Give the Drummer Some is the title of Cindy Blackman Santana's new record. It features, of course, her husband Carlos Santana on guitar, but also features Kirk Hammett from Metallica on one of the songs, which is one of the many great tracks on this record. And, of course, Vernon Reid from Living Color is on there as well. How cool was it to just put together a record that kind of defies genre like that?
Oh, my goodness. It was awesome. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. Just present music as I was hearing it and feeling it, and as everybody who was creating it with me was hearing it and feeling it, and not think of boxes or, you know, segregating the music.
Yeah, it's been, I'm sure as everyone in the world has had some time to spend in their own shell lately, I'm sure coming up with a great project like this was probably a little bit of a tease for you. How were you able to navigate this entire COVID-19 experience and still get a record done? Does it make it easier actually to do it maybe in your home studio?
You know, we recorded all of the music prior to COVID happening. What we did after COVID was just the logistics, because the artwork was already done. You know, we just had to complete the layout of the record and just a few other logistics. And then we made some videos. That was a little bit of a task, doing the videos during COVID, because we didn't have a team. So we were our own team.
Right. Well, that's not bad. I mean, for as things stand now, basically with a good iPhone or an iPad or any kind of camera, you're going to get the same quality, right?
Yeah, you get good quality. And then we have a great, great editor, you know, John Howe, you know, so we filmed our portions. I filmed Carlos. He filmed me, some of the things I filmed of myself. But then we just sent everything to him after, you know, I went through everything and thought, okay, this take, that take is good. This, you know, so I edited that much of it and then sent it to John Howe, and he put it all together. So, you know, we're very fortunate.
Carlos, there's you've done a few records in your career. It must be a treat just as to be able to come up with this something that's different from what you've done in your career. What were your thoughts as you were approaching your guitar playing on this record?
I feel really delighted is the word to co-create with Cindy. It's kind of like a wonderland with amusement park, because each song takes you for a ride. To be in company with John McLaughlin, who is my favorite, and Vernon Reid and Kirk Hammett, and you know, and especially with Cindy, all of us guitar players love drummers, and drummers love guitar players, and so it was a delight to create this joint venture with her, because hearing it completed, I know people are going to love it, because it's a variety pack for all kinds of listeners.
Now, we've heard a lot of stories about couples enduring stress and strain during the COVID shutdown time and time together. How did it work out for you guys? Because you're creating this important product at the same time that you're basically having to stay at home with each other all the time when you're used to being out on the road. How was that experience?
For us, you know, it wasn't a problem, because we love being together, and not being on the road actually gives us more time to spend together. You know, it gives us more CNC time, gives us more alone time. So that actually is a beautiful aspect. But as well, you know, we respect each other's space. So when he wants to read, or I want to read, you know, we both have our moments where we're just studying something or reading something. We love listening to music apart and together. We love doing things together. So for us, there hasn't been an issue.
Yeah, being married to a person who's spiritually a spiritual adult, you don't have to clean psychological diapers on a person, you know. So fun, and it goes both ways. So it's a delight. We just offer to one another the highest, and so there's an incredible sense of respect and admiration, in gratitude for one another. So we don't allow our ego to go into insecurity, fear, and all that stuff that a lot of people go through. That's why people have tension and people have disharmony, because they allow their ego, you know, to come into the room. We put our ego on a leash and tell them, go sit down and don't say anything until I finish this book.
I love that.
And so, you know, so we are able to control our emotions and our passions and our direction. And so we have fun. Like I said, everything that we've done, Cindy and I, is like an amusement park. And we have a roll of tickets and some and you can have all the ice cream and all the hot dogs you want.
I love this. This analogy is so. By the way, Carlos Santana, Cindy Blackman Santana, the new record "Give the Drummer Some" is out now. You got to check it out. And now I got to listen to it again, thinking about an amusement park guy. It'll kind of change the way I hear it.
Now, do you guys find it easy to write music together? Does everything come out quickly, or I mean, is it a working process? How fast does the music come together when both of you are writing?
It's normally a pretty quick process, you know, and. The improvisational parts are just in the moment, so that happens as it happens because we're just creating, you know, on the spot. So, but the writing is normally a pretty quick process. Carlos does a lot of streams, you know, a lot of thought streams, and I would call them even channelings. So he gets a lot of stuff that he channels, and then, you know, for me, I get some of that as well. So, you know, it's a pretty smooth process.
I got to tell you, the first time I have seen Cindy Blackman Santana in concert before playing, most everybody has seen Cindy, if not heard Cindy, has seen Cindy with Lenny Kravitz on the road for over a decade. And what a show you put on. I saw you at a Kravitz show, and I swear I didn't even know if he was there. Just watching you pound the drums, and I have big hair, so I appreciate anybody who can navigate any musical instrument with big hair. It's very impressive.
All right, I love it.
and then Carlos. I got to tell you, my parents got me a Carlos Santana tie, right? One of your branded ties one time. I was doing a performance at an event for my sister, playing some minimal guitar. I've never felt more like Carlos Santana in that moment. So I do feel a kinship with both of you for different reasons. Sorry.
We are one, whether we like it or not.
That's right.
We are one.
That's right. All right. So, what is happening in your league? Give me something that people would not know that you do in your leisure time before we let you go. And it's all about music. And I know you're probably dying to get back out and play live and give this give the drummer some record some air. But what are you doing with your standards? Are you guys gardening? Are you playing ping pong? What's happening?
We've been staying in Kauai, so we take a lot of walks into the beach, and we're fascinated with the sky, the ocean, and Mother Nature. It sounds ridiculous to say we were stuck in paradise.
Hey, listen, it doesn't sound bad. And being here in Daytona Beach, we're ready for you to come and visit. I know we got to let you go. Thank you so much. Make sure you get the new record, Give the Drummer Some. Find it wherever you can stream music or buy it. Get that record, Give the Drummer Some. Cindy Blackman Santana, Carlos Santana, thank you so much for being here.
Awesome.